City National Bank in Sulphur Springs continues to celebrate its 125th birthday. They're having an old-fashioned street party Sunday afternoon downtown. Bank employee John Sellers had more info on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Thursday morning.
So to kind of finish the year for our final big hurrah, we're having a street party downtown, 201 Conley Street. We're actually blocking Conley Street. This is Sunday afternoon, October the 19th from 2 to 4. We're blocking Conley Street, and of course, we're going to use the parking lot just west of the building. We're going to have lots of fun things. Going to have games for the kids. We're going to have good food. We're going to have entertainment. We're just going to have fun, and we just want to celebrate our 125th and give back to our customers.
Right there on that corner.
Yes, and Pat Chase is going to be down there. He's going to be giving wagon rides. We're probably going to have a couple of antique cars from days gone by. The music will be piped in over the downtown city system, and will be more from kind of the jazz ragtime era. But it's just, you know, for any business to be 125 years is a big deal. But for a bank to be 125 years, we're under the same charter that we were when we were chartered in 1889. And so we're really excited, and we're excited to honor our customers and have this street party from 2 to 4 on October the 19th.
Well, around here, we like things that last a long time and have tradition. And
yes.
So right there on that corner, downtown on the square where CNB is a historic location.
Oh, it sure is. That's what's really remarkable. Not only are we 125 years old, but our main branch is in the same location as it was for we were formed in February, commenced business in March. We purchased that corner of Conley and the square. We built the original building, moved into it that fall. So we had only been in one other location, kind of across the square and temporary headquarters, and we're talking about in 1889.
Well, no one here remembers that.
No, nobody remembers that. And then we stayed there until 1967, and they tore that historic building down, which, of course, now that we look back, that was one of the very historic buildings. And we moved down the street to the other end. Some may remember the building, the old Oddfellows Lodge that was there. Juvenile was there at one point, and we stayed in that location for about a year while they rebuilt, or not rebuilt, but started over and built the brand new bank. Then years later, of course, we took in some of the surrounding business area. We own that whole block now. We expanded greatly about 4 years ago, and so we're excited. We have 8 locations now in NOLA, though. We have 2 more locations in Sulphur Springs, Mockingbird, and temporarily we're out on Shannon Road because, as some of you may know, we suffered wind damage on our mortgage apartment on Broadway. But we have moved into what would be the old Milligan Electric shopping center building just west of Jack in the Box. And anyway, we'll be there while we restore our building on Broadway. And then we have 5 locations in Wood County. We're all over in Wood County: Yanis, Quitman, Mineola, Winsboro, Hawkins, and Holly Lake.
KSST News.